The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is the Q-Dem Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right. It is time. Q-Dem Show. We are here at Saltgrass in Sugarland. Come on by. Meet Quinton. Hang out. And also need to tell you guys that Hustletown returns to 7 o'clock tonight. So 7 to 9, check out Hustletown right after the show. Quentin, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm good, man. A little tired. But I'm doing all right.
That atmosphere that everybody talked about, did that bother you at all last night?
The elevation and stuff?
Yeah.
Not really. They did a good job of having like the oxygen tanks available for us. It's pretty good for us.
What about like all the, I mean, and they didn't really mention anything about this until the week of the game or the weekend of the game.
What's
and
that?
Like, don't leave the hotel. Mm-hmm. Don't eat any of the food except the food we give you. Don't drink the water. Like, have you guys known for a while that's how it was going to be, that it was going to be like, don't order ice in your drink?
Yeah, no, we didn't know that for a while. It's kind of like throwed upon us.
Is this kind of an absurd thing to play a game in Mexico? Is it almost like... I understand, and I don't really get why the NFL thinks they need to spread to other countries.
Countries, yeah.
This is our game. People don't really care about it in other places, and we don't care that they don't care about it.
Yeah.
It works here.
Right.
So why would we want to take it other places where it's going to be the second or third or fourth most popular game?
Yeah.
Is doing stuff like that and sending these teams to Mexico and to London, God forbid – is that more hassle than it's worth in your mind? I mean, do you feel like like the NFL really gained something from that?
I think it's, you know, it has pros and cons. You know, I think so. I think it's more so it's about, man, trying to have the fans, man, in every country, man, you know, be a part of the game that we all love. And so it's just one of those things, man, that we got to kind of stick out, you know, as players. I know some like it, some don't. So it's one of those things.
And what about you? What was it like? How would you grade the experience?
Man. I don't know. I guess a win would make everything feel better.
All right.
But the loss definitely put, you know, a bad taste in my mouth just with everything that we went through going over there. But, you know, it is what it is, man.
I know this is going to be a tough thing for you to hear and for you to talk about.
Yeah.
I think that last night there was some bad officiating. I know, you know, that's not – you don't want to talk about that. I get it. But I think there was bad officiating. I also think that there were some coaching decisions made by the Texans at points in the game that I didn't really understand.
Okay.
And so, for instance, when they decide to punt on 4th and 4 and basically
– late in the game?
Late in the game, it felt like they were just – it almost felt like they'd given up. Because the way that – I mean, you guys – everybody looked tired. Both defenses looked tired at that point. And I think that's why the Raiders, when they got to a 4th and 1 – they went for it because they knew their defense was tired. They didn't want to give. They didn't want to put them back out there. And you know, the non-challenge on the 3rd down, where to me it looked pretty clear that the Texans had gotten a 1st down. They don't throw a challenge flag, and then they throw it on 4th down, where it wasn't as clear. I mean, it just seemed like some questionable use of the challenge flag. Some questionable play calling. Was there any? Did Bill talk to you guys after the game about this? These are things I could have done differently.
Nah, but you know, at the end of the day, man, that you know, I'm sure he knows. You know, like we can't control that. We got to play better. You know, especially on defense. You know, if you ask me, I think we gave the game up. You know,
really?
I think, yeah, just in the locker room, that's the vibe too. You know, like just you know, everybody could play better when you lose, but just being a pro, being a veteran. Being around the game, defensively, we didn't we didn't hold it down when we needed to the most.
Well, I think about it, and you guys basically took Michael Crabtree out of the game when he wasn't taking himself out of the game. Derek Carr had one of his worst games of the season. Mm-hmm. They didn't really run the ball that effectively. What do you think you guys could have done better?
The big play. And you know, and we've been good at that. Like not you know, especially on the back end, we've been, that's one of our strengths, man. Is not giving up the big play, and we gave up three in one quarter, and so we got to do a better job of that, man. Especially when the game's on the line, better job.
Were there breakdowns in terms of, you got fullbacks running out of the backfield? Yeah. Was that just a coverage breakdown?
No, it's more so a scheme. I don't think it was a coverage breakdown. I think it was a great call against that coverage we had. You know, kind of like a coverage beater. And, you know, so they got us with that.
Did you have to deal with any lasers in your eyes? What the hell
No, that's crazy. I'm just now hearing about that today, honestly, yeah.
There was no talk about that in the locker room or anything?
No. Unless I wasn't paying attention. I just heard about that today.
This is, I said last night, this felt like the first time. I mean, every loss sucks. But this was the first really tough loss for you guys.
This has been losses that, like, I'm really in my feelings right now.
Yeah.
I'm really bothered right now.
The Patriots game, you pretty much knew at halftime what was happening. You know, this was a game that felt like you guys.
We were supposed to win.
You guys played better than them in a lot of ways.
We did.
And it comes down to a couple of missteps, and you end up losing a game against a team that now is
everybody
tied for the best team in the AFC. I mean, that's a win that you guys could have in your pocket.
Yeah.
I think that this is more of a emotionally crippling loss than any Vikings or Patriots beatdown could possibly be.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's been tough for me, man, just to be honest with you. This has been a tough loss. I usually kind of, you know, shake it off faster than this, but it's been on me. It's still on me right now, so. Just sucks, man.
What did you think of Brock's play last night? Mm-hmm. He threw a couple passes that could have been intercepted but weren't. He just had the one mistake. Mm-hmm. Overall, though, I think this was one of his better games that he's played.
Yeah.
Is it disappointing that when that position that has not been consistent for you guys all season long, mm-hmm. when it comes through with a game that gives you enough to win, that you guys aren't able to get that done?
Yeah, I think I think Brock, he played well. I think he always plays well.
Oh, come on.
He's my quarterback.
He always plays.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't say perfect.
Okay.
He didn't always play perfect, but he always plays well. I think I think if we win that game, it turns a lot of things around for us.
You're making it sound like, I mean, like this is the kind of a loss that is season defining for you guys. At the end of the day, you're still in first place.
Yeah, you know, you gotta, you know, that's the big picture, right? Big
right.
picture, yeah. But you know, these guys are like crowned the AFC.
You think this would have shut some critics up?
No doubt. No,
like
question.
This would have shut guys like me up,
especially in Houston. In Houston, you know, especially you know, in our hometown.
Yeah,
yeah.
The way that loss happens, and you know, for you guys to be on the field at the end of that thing, and when they get that final first, you know what? Let me ask you another question before I move on to that. So third and one, the Raiders get called for holding.
Yeah,
and instead of being third and 11, they say let's go with fourth and one, and you knew the Raiders were going to go for it. The Raiders go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised that you guys didn't accept that penalty? You don't have to say if it was the right call, but were you surprised that you didn't?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Because third and 11, they're running a draw play. They're not trying to air it out. They're just trying to get some yards, and they're going to punt that thing away and play safe.
Okay.
Give the offense a chance, right? I mean,
I think so, too. Or you know, go for a pass and maybe get it deflected and picked off. So why not play it safe? Yeah.
Yeah, I found that call to be a little bit strange myself. But
yeah.
When you lose a game like this, is it how long before you can shake it off? How long? I mean, I know, you know, you always have a day or two where it, you know, it sucks.
Well, we got
just
back
like you have
got,
a day or
we
two.
We got back last night at 6.
Okay,
so we're still on everybody a little bit. But come tomorrow, man, we gotta move forward. Like everybody,
okay,
we gotta press on. It's Wednesday, you know, we're getting ready for the Chargers, and so we gotta move forward.
How do you feel like you played?
Uh, I had a good three quarters.
When did you, well, what was your four, what was the quarter that you didn't feel good about?
The fourth.
The fourth quarter?
Yeah.
What do you think you could have done better personally? Do you feel any of those, you talked about those big plays. You feel personally responsible for any of those? I haven't got to see the game film breakdown yet.
I've watched the tape several times. I don't feel like personally, like individually, but you know, me being on a defense that I want to, you know, do well on. Of course, I feel like I could have did something, but in all reality, I probably couldn't have.
Right.
But run faster to get 49, get him down, you know, maybe, or, you know, don't run so fast on the angle with Cooper. So
right.
It's almost like, you know. But all in all, man, I just, you know, I don't know.
You got to see him up close and personal last night, Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the up-and-coming talents in this league. I think
he's got an
unbelievable ceiling. Like, when you see that guy on the field with you, is he as good as advertised?
Yeah, he's decent. Like he's pretty good, man. Even just preparing for him this week, you can tell like he's going to be really really good in this league.
Yeah.
You know, and it helps to have a guy like Carr on his side too.
Yeah.
He's going to be a good player.
Well, what did you think of Derek Carr? This wasn't his best game by far.
Yeah.
But
he's good.
You think that this was sort of an aberration? And do you guys feel like he played a bad game, or you guys forced him into a bad game?
I think our defense showed up for three quarters.
Yeah.
And that's who we are. I think he knew that coming in. That, you know, we're pretty good against the pass last few years, and so, like I said, we played really good, man. I heard somebody on the sideline like third quarter saying they had 7 yards rushing.
They couldn't run the ball.
We played damn good football for three quarters.
Did you feel tired in the fourth quarter?
No.
Did anybody on that defense feel tired in the fourth quarter? At least they were visibly tired.
I don't think so. I couldn't tell, man. I just think it's, man, we just.
Did the Raiders look tired to you? Did they handle it as well as you guys did?
No, they got momentum, so they got bursts of energy. But they were starting to get tired, I can tell. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a very quick break here on the Q Demp Show. We come back, there's lots more to talk about.
I got to talk to him about another player, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Our boy Clowney that, you know, Quentin called this a couple weeks ago, said he might be a Pro Bowler. I think he's right.
All right, guys. 110%. That's what MyBookie is offering anyone who joins this week in honor of Black Friday. They're going to match your initial deposit up to $1,100, 110%. That's huge. If you want to play the games this week, especially the Thanksgiving Day games, this is the week to join MyBookie. It's all online. It's easy. And best of all, they pay. It's at mybookie.lv. I've used a lot of websites and had a lot of bad luck with them, and I switched over to MyBookie. No problems at all. You win, they pay. You're wasting your time with any of these other sites. No hassle payouts. I've cashed out three times now, and all three times. It's been fast and easy. Join now at mybookie.lv. We'll match your deposit with 110% bonus. Thank you, Black Friday. Use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.lv today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Expert or rookie, you got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today, mybookie.lv, promo code FRED.
November is Movember at Gal Media. We're raising funds to help men battle their biggest health issues. Visit Movember.com and search for Gal Media to donate to your favorite hosts. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland, this is the QDAM Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quentin Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back here on the QDAM Show. And first off, before we get to this, this is getting to be a trend. You go on with those knuckleheads. In midday, you guys lose, you come on with us, and next week you win every single time.
That's not a trend. That's happened all season.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, might want to just tell them, hey, you want to just stay on our show.
I know.
You don't need to mess with those guys. Because we always have to have the sad conversations. Have you noticed that?
Do we?
Yeah, we always have to talk to you after a loss, and it's always kind of like a downer. I always feel like an a-hole because I'm asking questions
this one's
about
a real downer.
About losses, and that's no fun for me. You know, I'd like to say, hey, man, you guys played great.
Yeah, I feel you.
How's it feel to get
all
a big
the good
win?
Ones. They get all the good ones,
yeah,
right?
But then I feel like when you come on with them, they cause you to lose is what it boils down to. I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with.
We were supposed to win last night.
Yeah.
But we lost.
One of the guys that I've been most impressed with is Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
And you told me a couple weeks ago when I said, is there a Pro Bowler on this team? You said Jadeveon Clowney. I was like, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I mean, that guy's having such a phenomenal season. And, like, everyone thought about him when he came in as just a pass rusher. And, he's so good against the run. He's a really complete player at that position.
Yeah.
I mean, has he developed or is he just healthy now?
It's just, like, man, this game is 85% mental, and I think for him, man, it just clicked in his mind. I think he's always had the potential, but he hadn't had the right mindset. But right now, his mindset is out of this world, and we see it each and every Sunday.
I was a little bit worried for him last night because that field did not look great.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
So, I mean, is there concern, especially when you got guys like that who? I think the Texans' old field is what hurt Jadeveon Clowney the first time.
Yeah.
And to me, that when you've finally got a guy playing like that, you don't want to be on a janky field like that. And everything else going on in Mexico is a whole different thing. But did they tell you guys? Was it wear special shoes? Was it be careful out there?
It's depending on your position. You could change your cleats and whatnot. It wasn't that bad, but definitely wasn't turf like here in the States. And so. It was a small thing to overcome, man. It wasn't that serious.
Did you have to change cleats at any point?
Nah.
They did show those on the sideline. You guys had a bunch of them out there.
Yeah, a lot of guys brought them just in case, but I didn't personally. Yeah.
You never felt unstable. You always felt good out there.
Yeah. Well, here and there, but I felt good for the most part. Yeah.
What was that crowd like? It sure looked like it was mostly Raiders fans.
It felt like we were in Oakland.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. It was
pretty... it because of the barbed wire? Is that why you felt like you were in
No, they had the home crowd for sure, but it was supportive, man. It was good, man. It was loud. Kind of rowdy.
Yeah,
yeah. Good atmosphere.
Quentin, let's look ahead a little bit because you guys have this next game. I think is pretty
Chargers.
Much must win for you guys at this stage, because the Colts right behind you, Phillip Rivers. Talk a little bit about the Chargers, and I know you probably haven't had a chance to do much other than get home and rest and get healed up a little bit. But what do you know about the Chargers?
Just being a fan of the league, man, I know they have this running back that's pretty good.
Melvin Gordon.
And Phillip Rivers has been one of my favorite, underrated quarterbacks of all time. And so he has weapons. I'm familiar with them a little bit. When I play with the Chiefs, I played them a couple times a year. So it's going to be a good game, man. Good AFC battle, and we have to prepare well, and come out and play well.
When you look at a team like where the position the Chargers are in now,
yeah,
they're a team. Most people, I mean, despite their record, most people say that's a pretty good team.
They are a good team.
They're competitive in every game, but they're 4-6, and they're in dead last in their division. They play in a really tough division.
Tough division, right?
They have no room for error.
Okay.
You guys are playing a team that's basically backed up against the wall. If they want to make the playoffs, they can't afford to lose a game like this. Mm-hmm. And does that change the way you prepare for a team? Because it's different playing a team like if you're going to play Cleveland right now.
Yeah,
they don't have anything to play for. They're not fighting the way that teams like this are going to fight. Do you change your mindset going into a game like that?
No, we really don't really care what the other team has going on. We focus on ourselves. We're coming off a tough loss. We're about to have a home game, and we got to get back on the right track. And so we're going to be all pedal to the metal for us. And what we got going on.
The downside to you guys losing that game, like Fred mentioned, is that the Colts won. They're 5-5. They are now one game back of you guys.
Who they beat?
They beat Tennessee.
Tennessee, that's right. That's right. That's right.
They beat Tennessee. Andrew Luck had a great game.
He did.
Yeah. But maybe on the good note, for you guys anyway, I know you never want to see another man get hurt,
concussion protocol.
Andrew Luck's in concussion protocol, and they're playing the Steelers on Thursday, probably without Andrew Luck, from all accounts. I mean, do you take any kind of, you know, I mean, I know you don't like to celebrate another man being hurt, but is it kind of like, not the worst week for Andrew Luck to be out?
Not really.
No?
I'm not really concerned about Andrew Luck, what he has going on right now.
You're a better man than me. I would be celebrating.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about it.
Okay.
I want to see him when we play him.
Okay.
Yeah, I want the best. But, you know, we're looking forward to the Chargers, man, coming off a tough loss. We got to bounce back for sure.
How hard is it? Because, you know, it's a Monday night game. It's not that bad of a flight. There's worse flights in the States, but it's still out of the country.
Right.
It's still out of your
routine. The flight wasn't that bad at all.
But you've got a game on Sunday. It's hard enough to get ready for a Sunday game after a Monday night and just getting back at 6 this morning and just still being listening to you talk about how much it's still bothering you.
Yeah.
How hard is it to put that aside and start getting ready for this next game so that you don't let that game beat you twice, basically?
You know, it could be tough, but like you said, man, we got to be pros, and this is part of our job, man. It's a long season. One game really doesn't define a season, but you know, so it's not too tough, you know, but it's one of those things you got to do.
All right, guys. Do you have a car? You probably have a car payment.
Yes.
We all do. It's part of life. You have a car payment.
I have
a car payment.
Well, I got two car payments, damn it.
Well, see?
So one of them I smashed up.
Well, at least
I need to save some money.
Then there's one place to do that.
I know.
/mypayments.com.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's because
I knew it.
Car dealers,
the same copy in front of us, but I knew you were going to say
it. I'm telling you, because car dealers are making a profit on your loan.
And I don't like that.
No, that's bad.
Yeah.
But you know what's good? /mypayments.
Yeah.
Because you know what they're going to do for you?
/your payments.
Yeah. They're going to drop your rate from 9.09% to 3.74%,
yes.
Maybe, because they did that for somebody. Maybe they'll drop a payment $110 a month, or another one that was $43 a month. You don't think you could use that money, especially now?
It could be up to $2,000 or $3,000 that you're saving with these guys. It's really easy. You deserve the rate your good credit history's earned you. Why not get it? Why shouldn't you get that money instead of the dealership? Refinance your current auto loan at /mypayments.com. It's simple and easy. It takes just a couple minutes. /mypayments.com. Enter the promo code BLITZ at the top of the application. With approved credit, other exclusions and or restrictions may apply. That's /mypayments.com.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. This is the QDEM Show on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you in part by Acme Party Intent. Here's Quinton Demps with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back live here at Saltgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland. Still got 27 minutes to get out here and take advantage of those happy hour specials. Real quickly, just your top 10 in the playoff poll: Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, Clemson 4, Washington 5, Wisconsin 6, Penn State 7, OU 8, Colorado 9, and Okie Light is 10th. So it's pretty much the way we discussed it earlier.
Did you hear about the Baylor, the rumor that they're hiring Chad Morris?
I have not heard that rumor.
Yeah, it's supposedly really close to being done. But I don't know if that's a good hire or not. But at this point, anybody who's willing to take that Baylor job, you got to give them some credit.
Baylor rebuilding?
Oh, no doubt.
Really?
No, they lost to Texas. I mean, they lost to Texas. Texas lost to Kansas.
Yeah, I don't really keep up with college ball.
Oh, man. Charlie Strong lost to Kansas this weekend.
Okay. And they fired Charlie, right? I saw that.
They haven't yet. But
okay.
Basically, everybody but the AD's fired him. It's coming.
Got you.
It's coming down the line. Don't worry.
Probably good year not to follow it for UTEP. So.
Oh, yeah. My boys are struggling.
They're struggling because you never went out there, man. You didn't go out there. I went
this past offseason.
I know, but you said you were going to go out there for a game this year and hype up the team.
They played Rice last week, too. I wasn't able to go, though. We had practice.
You didn't tell the coaches, look, these other guys need practice. I'm good.
Yeah, that Rice is not good. That was not a good performance there. You're probably better off not being there.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your division a little bit, because how much attention do you pay to what the other guys are doing? Because obviously that was a pretty big game between the Colts and Titans last week.
You didn't even know what happened. No. You didn't pay attention.
Well, I knew, but I'm tired. I got in the six. I knew that the Titans had lost, but I just didn't remember.
Yeah. Do you keep track of do you specifically those teams more than everybody else? Because obviously, you know, I know if you just focus on what you're doing, you're going to be fine. But by the same token, it's nice to know what's going on with the other guys.
Yeah, we just keep them in. We keep it in our vision for sure. I mean, that's our division. So we pay attention to them, but we don't let it dictate how we play, or let it concern us on how we're going to be every Sunday, whether they win or lose. You know, we got to come out and win and control what we control.
A few more things on that game. Yeah. One of the things I talked about is I know that you didn't get the result you wanted, but I think there's a lot of promising stuff that came out of that game in that, other than Jacksonville, this is the first real road game where you guys have gone out there against a good team and really punched them in the teeth, and you played fast. You were making plays. I thought you guys looked really good last night on both sides of the ball, even though it didn't quite work out. And I know that's there's not moral victories and stuff, but the at least feel good about coming out of there that, hey, we can play with these guys and we can beat a team like this on the road. Let's be honest, when you played good teams on the road earlier this year, it didn't go anywhere near like that.
Well, that's what I told you guys earlier. Remember I told you guys that you find out about a team around Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So
now we're starting to know?
Yeah, I think we started to show some, show our true colors right now.
Well, what do you think of your team then? What's the letter grade on this Texans team so far?
It's hard to say. Just for me, because, I think about last night, and it's not a good grade right now.
Yeah.
Especially on the defensive end for me. So, that's me being, a hard critic with us and how we.
But 7-3 does sound a lot better than 6-4.
It does.
Because 6-4 sounds average.
Right.
Seven and three sounds like that's a contending team right there.
But if you know football and you watched the game last night, you know that we are serious.
No doubt.
And we demand some respect.
I agree with you. I would also say there's been games that you guys played where it would have been easy to watch you guys and say, this team is not as good as their record says. I do agree last night was not one of those nights. Last night I watched that team, and it's funny, we talked about this earlier. When you guys beat the Colts, I said, they won that game, but that was not a good game for that Texans team. They did not look good. You could argue the Colts were better than them. Texans still won, so a win's a win. Last night was kind of the opposite.
Opposite, right.
The Raiders won the game, but I feel like you guys outplayed them.
Right.
You guys looked like the better team than them. Is it hard to hear things like that when, because when you win, when you're on the winning side, it's easy to say, no.
You get defensive.
We won because we're better.
Yeah, right.
But
right.
Then when you're on the other and you see that games just, like that happen.
Yeah, just being a realist, we played really well last night. We didn't play well against the Colts.
Yeah.
So like you said, we should have won last night, but we didn't. And the Colts game, we pulled it off.
Do you think that stuff evens out in the end? For good teams, does it even out?
I'm not sure, man. I don't know. It's just different. It just depends on, the schedule at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, to me.
All right. I wanted to ask you about a couple of guys in your secondary. A.J. Boye, we've been talking about a lot this year.
Yeah.
He looked like he could have fair caught that interception. He looked as surprised as anybody.
Yeah. I think he couldn't believe that ball got thrown.
Yeah.
How much of a difference did it make having him back? Because that's a guy that's been playing so well for you guys.
Yeah. It was good having him back because he's one of our top players in the secondary. And so, when he's back, man, the rotation is, kind of good for us. And so he's playing well right now. We need him. It was good to have him back for sure.
I also want to point out you guys are 1-4 on the road. But you're undefeated when I go to a road game, just so you know. It's my fault.
Yeah, you said you're going
to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I went to Jacksonville.
Yeah, you said you're going to pay for his flight next year if you guys won.
No, I didn't.
You did. I think we can. John, can we pull that tape?
I said if I got a pick six.
Oh, maybe so.
Well, I wasn't going to Mexico City anyway.
Yeah.
No way you're going to get me with those laser shooting crazies down there.
No way. I don't want to get caught up in that barbed wire. You mentioned the remaining schedule.
Yeah.
And as you look at it, I mean, most of the games left on this schedule are teams that I would say are equal or lesser than you guys. And just having watched, you said through Thanksgiving, you pretty much know what a team is.
Right.
I think that really the toughest game left might be at the Colts, you know, because
division games are always going to be tough.
Right? Yeah, so. I think at the Titans is going to be tough too because I think the Titans are a much improved team.
No question.
But, I mean, this Chargers game, very winnable. The Packers have proven to
got to go to Lambeau.
They are, but they are not nearly the team they've been over the last few years. I mean,
they're struggling right now.
You know, the Jaguars again, the Bengals who are already struggling, and then just lost their best player for the season.
AJ,
yeah.
No, what about Jeremy Hill? Oh no,
Giovanni Bernard's out too. Yeah, AJ Green and Gio Bernard. So those guys are crippled. I mean, this it sets up for you guys to do very well, and the way it looks to me now. If you guys take care of business, particularly in your divisional games, you're a playoff team. Because
that's the goal.
Now, if you start losing to the Colts, the Titans, the Jags, it gets dicey.
It's going
to
be tough.
But if you beat those teams, even if you lose a couple here and there, you've got that one game cushion is probably going to hold you up in the end.
Yeah.
I mean, when you read that schedule, does it make you feel confident about what you guys have going forward?
Yeah, but we try not to look too far ahead, you know. We try to take it one week at a time, and it sounds cliche, but that's
very cliche.
That's the truth though, man. Like the league is so tough. You never know, you know, those teams could turn around right now. Somebody on that schedule right now can go undefeated for the rest of the year.
They could,
and they'll wow you. So you try to just, man, you know, keep your head down and you know, take it one week at a time for sure.
That team might be you guys that goes undefeated the rest of the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's the NFL, man. You never know.
Give me some positives from you guys last night. I mean, we've talked about what you could have done better.
Yeah.
What do you feel like you guys – you talked about you guys played the better game. What do you feel you guys did differently this week? What do you feel like was clicking for you guys?
We came out with a chip on our shoulder. I think, man, we came out, like, confident that we can beat these guys. You know, they can't play with us. And we came out and played together, man. We played really, really good complimentary football, I think, at times. And you know, we stay positive on the sideline, you know, even through adversity. And we it wasn't no pointing the fingers, you know, we stayed together. So some positives for sure.
Can I throw one more in there that you guys really impressed me last night on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah.
When, once again, you get a fumbled kickoff, which those are happening way too much.
Yeah.
And you guys stuffed them down there on the goal line and held them to three. I thought that was a big win.
That was huge.
That was a huge win. Yeah. And the way you guys responded to that, showed me a lot last night.
One before half, too, right?
Yeah.
Turnover before half?
Yeah.
Yeah, we came out responded well to that, too.
Yeah, and then
those are some positives, for sure.
Yeah.
Rushing, you know, they had, 30 yards rushing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys ran the ball very well on the other
side.
Yeah,
we did. We had, like, what?
And that's something you guys were struggling against the run early in the year. And obviously, whatever it is, you adjustments you guys have made, that's been a strength the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And I actually would have thought, you know, if turnovers were about the same, which I think they were last night, if you told me that Lamar Miller was going to go for over 100 and Latavius Murray was going to go for 30,
yeah,
I would have said you guys are in pretty good shape because we talk so much about elevation and who's going to gas out. And if you've got a running back who's grinding yards and picking up first downs and grinding clock and that defense is on that field for a long time, that's the kind of stuff that will wear a defense out.
It will.
You know, when you're running for 30 yards – it's hard to keep your offense on the field, man.
Right.
It really is. So I would have thought that given that performance and that you guys were able to stop the run so well, that would have been, like, going into this, that would have been a key to victory, right?
Right.
Whoever can win the rushing battle is going to have a good chance to win the game.
That's always one of the goals, man, going into, you know, any NFL game, man, is stopping the run. Because we all know, man, you know, you run the ball in this league, man, it's hard to stop.
I was wrong. It was 2-1 on turnovers.
Yeah.
We had the fumble
on the special
in the interception,
right. Which – that's got to be a killer for you guys. I mean, when you get off the field and everybody's feeling good, especially, I mean, an offense like that, anytime you stop the Raiders, you got to be feeling good.
Yeah, yeah.
You make the Raiders punt, you get that guy out there, you feel good about it. And then that happens and puts you right back out there in a pretty bad spot. That's got to be kind of a deflator of the balloon, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things, man. You don't like it, you know, but at the same time, man, you can't complain about it. You got to go out there, man, and be stout, you know. No matter the circumstance, and that's how we looked at it. That's how we saw it. Like, we got to go out here and play, you know. Let's go, no matter what.
And it's particularly tough when you've been on the field that long on that touchdown drive.
Yeah.
Then you got to go right back out there, and that's what I was saying earlier, man. It was that really impressed me the way you guys rose to the occasion there and held them to a field goal because, they got points out of it, but that's that was the best possible scenario really, other than forcing another turnover.
Right.
All right, we have one more segment to go, but first I have to tell you about my good friends at Whitmire's, and guess what? You can enjoy all of Whitmire's fine spirits in their very own newly remodeled craft cocktail bar and lounge. And it's open Thursdays and Fridays from 3 to 9 and Saturdays from noon to 6. You can go and enjoy the full range of their products and see firsthand where they work to make Texas just a little bit cooler. And not only that, you can go and watch football games there. I'm telling you, this new lounge is awesome. And you can also go and buy. You want to get a bottle of the Sassafras Gin or the Single Barrel or the Space City Vodka. Oh, actually, I want to get all three of them. You can go and get it right there. And go visit them at 16711 Hollister or Whitmire's.com. Check out their tour schedule. It's on their website. You can tour. And when you tour the facility, you get to try everything there. And they're always coming up with new and creative things. Travis and Chris do such a great job with Whitmire's. Very proud to call them friends. And I'm telling you, I love every one of their products. That's Space City Vodka and the Texas Whiskey have a permanent home at my place. And then I have to rotate them because they don't last long because I love this stuff. Visit them today at 16711 Hollister or at Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
Here's what I'm saying. In my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts.
ESPN 97.5.
Guys are at Southgrass Steakhouse in Sugarland for 10 more minutes. And I am here back at the studio. This is John Lee. I'm brought to you by the Glass Doctor of Houston. Call the Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133. Or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains. Now back to Fred and AJ with Q Dennis.
Thank right. you, John. That was a brilliant read. That was professionally done.
Yeah, that was nice, man.
Look at you.
How badass are we? How badass is our show that our producer has his own sponsor?
That's right. Nice. He's a big star. big star.
I still think he should smash through that glass one day so that they have to fix it. So then we can really talk about what a good job they did. A
couple questions from the Twitter. You want to get on that?
Yeah, sure.
Lamont says, is the prep any different for nationally televised games? And does O'Brien appear to be any different leading up to those games?
No. I don't think it's any different. It's the same.
I mean, other than, you know, Monday night, you guys, your schedule changed.
The schedule changes, like, as far as, like, you know, days off or
right.
not like that. You got an extra day, you know, to prepare, or you may lose a day. Like, right now, we lose a day.
Was preparation for this game like any other road game, or did you guys have to do a bunch of special crap because it was Mexico?
No, I think because of the flight was the same length, or, like, just, you know, like going anywhere.
It kind of evened out.
It was actually closer than going to Oakland. So it's kind of evened out, yeah.
What was the food like there? What'd you guys eat?
They had food for us at the hotel that we ate.
Like, were you eating, like, cold sandwiches
salmon,
and stuff?
Chicken, you know, salmon, chicken, broccoli, yeah.
But it was all stuff they hauled from Houston to there, right?
I think so, for the most part, yeah. But it was good food. They had some good juices over there, man. I don't know the name of them, but.
You were allowed to drink those juices?
Man, I drunk them. I don't know if I was allowed to.
Right. You're not sick or anything, right?
No, I'm good.
You're 100% coming into this thing. All right. Rusty wants to know if you had time to go see a donkey show while you were in Mexico.
Nah, man, I didn't have time to go see a donkey show.
It was too busy.
I was too busy. Yeah. Yeah, 1 second.
Yeah. Listen, look at you. We're doing a professional broadcast. People are asking for your autograph. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
You're crazy, man.
What are you going to do? Did you get to do any – like, I mean, did you guys not even leave the hotel area? What was it like? Was it like lockdown, like you're in college or something?
Nah, we chill with each other, amongst each other.
All right.
You were
playing dominoes,
huh? Grown man. We could have left.
No, you couldn't have.
Yeah, we could have.
Where were you going to go?
Walk the streets.
Could you go to a strip club?
No.
That's not allowed?
I don't know.
You can do whatever you want to do. You don't do that, though.
Hey, be in at 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be in by 10. Yeah.
Yeah, donkey show doesn't start till 11.
Yeah, I think the donkey show is definitely a midnight or later.
That's what I've heard, anyway. Well, yeah. No way of knowing.
That's disappointing. Was that your first time to Mexico?
I've been to Juarez.
Oh, yeah. That's.
I went to school in El Paso.
Yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. That's a little different. You see a donkey show there?
Nah.
What's the craziest thing you saw in Mexico?
I don't know about what I saw, but I know when we were in college, man, it was $10 drink till you drown.
Man, when
that's bad, man.
When I was in college in Nashville, there was a bar that had all the beer you could drink for $6,
That's bad.
And it was Pabst Blue Ribbon, so it sucked. But when you're in college, you do
too
it.
Young for that, man.
That's also the last time I got arrested.
Exactly.
I think they go hand in hand at the end of the day. Yeah. The last time I got arrested was after one of those nights of all-you-could-drink PBR. So a $10 drink till you drop, that's no joke, my man. No joke. Before we leave you, I want to say good luck against the Chargers.
Thank you.
I hope that you're able to overcome the curse of that other show.
Is that what it is?
I think you guys are going to win this week.
You're going to win this week.
You're going to win this week. And then you're going to go do their show. And then I can't tell you what's going to happen beyond that. You guys play at Lambeau the week after that.
Yeah.
So I said that Packers team is down. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe
it is what it is, man. We got to play better.
You believe in anything like that? You believe in juju or any of that nonsense?
Nah. Nah, I don't. I used to be maybe a little bit. I used
superstitious.
To be, early in my career, but now I'm not. I'm not as. Yeah.
You don't worry about that?
No, I don't.
What do you got going for Thanksgiving?
Man, I know the team chaplain's having some guys over at his house to eat. Guys who doesn't have family here.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So I'm probably going to eat over there.
You're going to go over there? What about your old lady? Is she going to her family or is she going to be with you?
Yeah, be with me.
For sure. Okay, cool. You guys don't have any other family in town, huh?
Maybe a few cousins here and there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. They're going to be knocking on your door. You know how that gets.
I got a game prepared for
you.
Man,
got a little bit of money. They're going to be like, hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, cuz, what's happening on that turkey?
Yeah, man.
I know that one. Did you read J.J. Watt's letter today? That's the last thing I want to ask you about.
I heard about it, but I haven't read it yet. Have you read it?
Of course I read it.
You guys big Watt fans, huh?
I like J.J. as a player.
Me too.
I think J.J. is one of the best players in the league.
Was it a good letter?
I think it was a stupid letter.
Oh, wow.
I think J.J. is so thirsty for attention that it drives me insane.
Like, you got to read it.
If he just did his work and didn't, like...
You talk about a three-time MVP now.
I know. Listen, again...
Be careful.
I'm separating on the field from social media off-the-field guy. Like, on the field, he's amazing. He's a freak show. I just wish he was one of those guys who did his work and then walked off and didn't say anything about it. Instead, he's like, let me take a selfie of what just happened. Like, that stuff drives me crazy.
I see what you're saying.
And at a time of the season where... I mean, it's a pivotal time for the team, for you guys, coming off a really heartbreaking loss. He writes this letter basically saying, you know.
What does it say? Sum it up.
He's been through these hard times.
Uh-huh.
He thought about quitting.
Okay.
But then he saw a kid wearing a 99 jersey, and he remembered what he does it for.
Wow.
It's not the money. It's not the fame. It's not the bitches. It's for the love of the game.
Huh.
And he said, am I quitting? He said, hell no. I'm just getting started. So he's basically letting people know he's not retiring, which, I mean, no one – the thing that bothered me is it was just weird because no one was talking about J.J. retiring. And then he just felt like, man, I've been out for 10 weeks and nobody's even talking about me. I got to make people talk about me right now. It's like a high school girl thing, is what we were saying. You know, it's like when a girl in high school sends a text to her boyfriend, and the receipt pops up that he read it, but then he doesn't text back for 10 minutes, and she's like, "Oh my god, the whole world is ending. He hates me. We're gonna break up." I think that's like what JJ goes through. It's like, God, no. He checks his Twitter mentions. Damn, no one said anything about me in like a week. I gotta write this letter. I gotta get this done. That's just my opinion. I mean, I think the guy is such a great player.
Yeah.
That at the end of the day, I don't care what you do with stuff like that.
Right.
I just think he'd be even more awesome if he didn't do stuff like that.
You.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. See what you're saying.
Sound like cranky old man.
Yeah, I am. You go read the letter. You tell me.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out.
I gotta know what you think.
We'll have to get the real answer off there.
That's
I right. All right, that's gonna wrap it up. Always fun, man. And
it was fun.
Hopefully, it goes a lot better Sunday. In fact, I know it will because you were on this show.
That's right. Confidence is high.
Yeah. I may bet on him. I may have to put some money on him.
Uh-oh. There it goes.
Here we go.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Everyone.
You too, brother.
Everybody
appreciate
listening
you.
Too, man.
All right. You guys have a great one. We have one more show tomorrow, then we'll be off for a couple of days. So tune in 4 o'clock. Until then, stay sportsy.
ESPN 97.5.